Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. In the context of climate, energy independence, and alternative energy, ocean wind power is becoming a more visible and viable technology. World Ocean Radio has addressed before the potential of the ocean as part of a global strategy to extend and relieve our reliance on fossil fuels and comprehensive links to basic information, organizations, specific projects, research, and documentation can be found under World Ocean Forum /events on the Observatory website at www.thew2o.net. To date, exploiting ocean wind has been most successful in Denmark, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands, but projects are proposed throughout continental Europe, and much of the financial investment and technological advancement has occurred there. In the U.S., the largest, most prominent, and controversial project has been Cape Wind, a proposal that has shown just how difficult can be the backyard protectionism, regulatory structure, caution, and resistance to a new, large-scale response to an obvious need. The identification of high and constant wind sites in North America, of course, have identified Maine as a primary opportunity. To its credit, the state has welcomed the possibility as part of its strategy for future growth, employment, and technological innovation. Former Governor Angus King, already involved in proposed land-based wind farms in the state, has become a strong proselytizer for a major project of 1,000 turbines located far offshore in the Gulf of Maine, with excellent potential for major production in deeper water, thereby lessening many of the fishing and environmental concerns, but requiring serious engineering and enormous capital investment in the platforms and transmission systems that will demand federal support and subsidy. Governor Baldacci is also pursuing this opportunity with an advisory task force and the congressional delegation that has met recently with the Energy Secretary in an attempt to locate a National Wind Energy Research Institute at the University of Maine. This effort makes good sense. If successful, it identifies Maine with the base technology. It has tremendous potential for job development and conversion of key Maine companies with expertise in marine composites and construction and large-scale engineering. The prospects for Bath Ironworks, Cianbro Construction, and the many smaller employees with important maritime skills are obvious. It is a forward-thinking strategy that sees offshore wind as a focus for research and development of a future reinvented Maine economy. Finally, it is the right thing to pursue in the context of the realities of our present-day reliance on oil and gas. Maine heats, generates its electricity, and transports its goods and services with fossil fuels that extract millions of dollars from the state and transfers it to companies based elsewhere and economies outside the United States. Think what Maine could do if those funds were kept at home. And beyond that, think what the return would be from thousands of new jobs, the evolution of present-day skills to future applications, and the resulting impact on the tax base, social and educational services, and community well-being. The ocean world that has been so essential to life in Maine for centuries is offering us a future chance. We have the opportunity to do it, and to do it right. But do we have the will? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.